Welcome back to your Hollering Podcast. Your host, Kirk Williams, a.k.a. Captain Kirk. We got Big DZ in here.
Depression.
we got Mike Mills, a.k.a. the Step Back King.
You know the vibes.
Today's topic, we're doing college players that we thought were going to be good in the NBA that just didn't pan out. You know, like, but we're not including injuries. So players like Jabari Parker and all of them, they're eliminated.
Sean Livingston,
So we're also going to be doing a draft class bracketeer, and there will be a play-in game between the draft classes from 2001 to 2017. Okay, first player, Michael Mills, go.
I had Hashim Thapit out of UConn. He averaged 10 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, 4 blocks. 4 blocks were the second most in Big East history, and he was all-freshman team. He was on the first team 1 year, second team, and then he was a defensive player of the year from the Big East and a player of the year, a wooden finalist. Yes, he was drafted number 2 overall. So that was before, you know, Harden, Curry, DeRozan, and Drew Holiday, which are all stars. So everybody thought he was going to be, you know, nice or something if he's picked up that high. But he just didn't pan out. Yep. Only averaged 2 points per game, 2 rebounds, only started 20 games of 224. He was really just a backup center. And he really couldn't find his, you know, spots as a starter, but he's been in the G League for a while. He's thinking about making a return, but I think it might be a little bit too late.
Well, 7'3", not the league.
Yeah.
Sadness.
Go ahead, Big Deezy.
My pick was Adrian Payne out of Michigan State. Averaged 16.4 his senior season, even though he was an old man. Still was a big part of that Michigan State team success with Draymond Green. Shot 43% from 3. I thought he could have been a good stretch big for the league. I don't even know where he's playing at right now. Kind of just
in retirement.
Okay.
Oh wow!
really just 29. I don't know why he's retired.
He's been 29 for the past 6 years. But hey,
okay.
Ohio State killer right there.
Michigan killer too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, I got the man that was supposed to be the next Ray Allen, apparently. I got Ben McLemore. Sadness. 6'3", 200 pounds. 6'3", wingspan. And his redshirt freshman year, he averaged 15.9 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. All Big 12 in 2012, 13 year, 49% from the field, 42% from deep. So the Ray Allen comparison wasn't OC bad. You know, had a plus minus of plus 10.
Less than Adrian Payne from 3.
Okay. well, he caught, you know, he was catching and shooting. You know, never mind. He played bigger than his actual height when I looked at him on the court. He was a 4-star recruit coming out of high school. Athlete, great shooter, high defensive potential, but he never really could create his own shot in college, but with him being a decent passer, I thought maybe he learned that, but he obviously didn't. So he now is just on the Rockets, standing in the corner.
Standing in the corner with the Rockets.
Yep, so. All right, moving on to the draft class bracket. Go, Darian.
All right, so we got the draft class bracket from 2001 to 2017. I'm going to give the top 4 players from each draft class, and Kirk and Bills are going to choose which team they want to go through. If there's a disagreement, I will be the tie-breaking vote, and then they will go on to the next round. So we're going to start off with the play-in game. Oh, yeah, it was a randomly generated bracket, so we didn't do seeds because I didn't want to ruin it, because if we have a number 1 seed, then they're probably going to win, so that's kind of dumb. So, 2007 and 2008 in the first play-in game, we've got KD, Al Horford, Mark Gasol, and Joakim Noah versus D. Rose, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, and Serge Ibaka.
Gotta go KD and my boy.
Yeah, it was great defenders on that 2018, but and on 2007 too. But you know, D. Rose, he is MVP, but KD is one. He got them rings, too. So
he got finals MVP. Marc Gasol, finals.
Yeah.
D. Rose MVP, Russell Westbrook MVP, Kevin Love finals, Serge Ibaka gets blocks.
I'm still going to go 2007, though. I love D. Rose with all my heart, but 2007 takes the cake.
All right. 2007 moves on. All right, we've got we're going to the bottom of the bracket first. We're going to go 2006 versus 2002. We've got LaMarcus Aldridge, Rajon Rondo, Kyle Lowry, Paul Millsap versus 2002 Yao Ming, Amari Stoudemire, Caron Butler, and Carlos Boozer.
06.
If Caron carried the Wizards to the ship, then maybe.
That was Gilbert's team. That was Gilbert's.
Yeah, that was Gilbert's team, baby.
Still Gilbert.
Agent Zero.
Oh, Bocce. next one we got 2001 versus 2017. Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Jason Richardson, and Gilbert Arenas. Versus Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo, and John Collins.
I think if they put Lonzo in instead of John Collins, I would have went with 2017.
Yeah, John Collins is
or
better.
At least De'Aaron Fox or something.
Whoa. De'Aaron Fox has just not had as good enough seasons as John Collins has.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox is way better than John Collins. Okay, but hey.
The numbers, too. But I'm going 2001.
But hey,
2001. So Gilbert leads 2001 to the next round.
Gilbert leads them.
Yep. It's all him. Carrying Pau Gasol. 2016 versus 2012. We've got Simmons, Siakam, Sabonis, and Ingram versus 2012 Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Dane, and Draymond Green.
2012, by far.
I'm disrespecting Draymond like he's not a great defender in his prime.
Anyway, 2012.
I mean, he's still a great donkey, but, you know, does the world really need donkeys? I don't know. We'll see in the next episode. next draft class, we've got 2004 versus 2005. Hmm. We got... For 04, Dwight Howard, Al Jefferson, Big Al, Luol Deng, and Andre Iguodala. Mm-hmm. Finals MVP, Andre Iguodala. And then we got 2005, Chris Paul, Darren Williams, Lou Williams, and unfortunately, Andrew Bynum.
Oh, yeah, 2004. That Bynum one took me.
What you think? He was on a championship.
Yeah, championship Bynum.
Before he got hurt, he was all right.
Now, Bynum was all right, but I said I got done.
Well, 2004 got like two wing defenders, and what else?
Dwight Howard and Al Jefferson.
Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
I know Al Jefferson's a Hall of Famer, but.
He's one Hall of Famer. Oh, wow. That's a hot take.
Is it?
Say 05 again.
Chris Paul, Darren, and Lou Williams, the Williams brothers, and then Andrew Bynum.
I gotta go Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I
tried to make a case for
them. I gotta go with Al Jefferson in them.
But Lou didn't get robbed, you know. Lou bought that man McDonald's, you know.
Oh, so
does that not put him above Al Jefferson?
True. No, nothing puts Al Jefferson. I mean, nothing puts anything above Al Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Feature all
even camera. 2003.
You said what?
Nothing.
2014 versus 2015, a battle of the young guns. We've got for 14 Embiid, Wiggins, Jokic, Capella. For 2015, we've got Cat, Paul Zingas, Booker, and D-Lo.
2014.
Go. 2015, GOATs. Too many GOATs on 2015.
2014, and B. Jokic. That's all I need. And Wiggins.
Animal. Too many animals. No one really wants it.
Embiid and Jokic.
And Wiggins.
Two obese centers. I'm going with 2015.
I guess two obese centers are both better than your center on that team.
Okay. So we also got a man that scored 71.
They lost. They don't. That doesn't matter.
Embiid and Jokic are great. But I think Wiggins and Capella kind of dragged that team down.
Far, far down.
So I'm going to have to go with 2015 moving on.
Yes, sir. That's one win for Gryffindor.
Okay. Just not keeping score.
No, I'm keeping score in my head.
All right. 2003 versus 2011. We got Braun, Melo, Wade, and Boz for 2003. 2011, we got Kyrie, Irving, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. You know that's a fun guy. And Jimmy G. Buckets.
If 2011 was playing against anybody else, that would be a dub for them. But I got 2003. Man, ain't nothing better than that.
So you're taking D. Wade over Jimmy Butler?
Yikes. Every day.
Go ahead.
This is a hard. This is hard for me because, you know, Kaweezy.
Not Kaweezy.
He's a fun guy, and he also wears New Balances, so. But I'm going to have to go with 2003.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sadly. 2003 takes it. Next, we've got 2013.
Yes, one sir.
One of the drafts. And 2010, we've got 2013 with Oladipo, Rudy Gobert, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and CJ McCollum. For 2010, we got Paul George,
yes, John sir.
Wall, Gordon Hayward, Boogie Cousins.
I would say I like 2010's team, man. I like 2010. I can't vote for somebody that, you know, made the NBA cancel. So I'm going to 2010.
Yeah, I'm going 2013. Yeah, because
of Yanni Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, there we go. Because of him, and also because everybody on that team is injured. The 2010 ending.
Okay.
This is over. Nobody. This is their over. Yes, I know this is not just last year, sir, or this year.
It's okay. 2010.
John Wall got a whole bunch of empty All Stars. So does DeMarcus.
How are they empty?
What?
What makes
Yeah. What makes them empty? Yeah. What?
I think
Giannis'
All-Stars are empty.
I think Giannis is just seven feet tall and dunks. That's it.
He's just 7 feet tall and dunks. So yes, that is it. He's single-handedly beating that whole team. No. So I'm going with 2013.
Leading the win. A regular season where it doesn't matter?
I'm going with 2010. 2010 is going through. Sorry, Giannis. Thanks. Giannis, you're better than everybody on the bottom, but your teammates just they're selling you. All right. And then the last one is the first round. We've got 2009 versus 2007, who just got in because of the play-in game. We've got Blake Griffin, James Harden, and Curry and DeRozan for 2009. And 2007, of course, KD, Al Horford, Marcus Gasol, and Joakim Noah.
Oh, KD
9. Can't carry him, 2009.
Yeah, KD can't do that. 09.
Yeah. Well, it seems like when Curry's not on KD's team, he doesn't perform. We've got
all right.
I'm not even gonna start that on.
What?
All right. We've got the Elite Eight.
That made me upset.
That's a hot take.
I'm actually kind of upset because you meant that too.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No. Man. KD was the leader of those teams, sir. He definitely did.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
Go ahead. Just keep
Curry,
going.
Curry was the leader.
Why did he get Finals MVP then?
Curry was the leader. KD was just the best.
Why did KD get Finals MVP then?
I'm upset.
Because he was the best player on the team. He wasn't the leader though. But hey.
Okay. Maybe Draymond was the leader. Like all right, we got in the Elite Eight 2009 versus 2010, Blake Griffin, James Harden, and Curry, and DeRozan versus
2009
versus Paul George, John Wall, Gordon Hayward, and
everybody else.
I like 2010.
Okay, imagine 2009.
Unfortunately, step back, Mills. We're gonna have to go with 2009.
Oh man.
It was close.
I hate it here.
Next
am got... I pulling the Asapa?
Okay. Next we got, if you don't know, Asapa is our Ravens expert and he also approves some of these players on the list for this draft class. So
yep.
Thank you, Carl. Other video.
next we've got 2003 versus 2015, LeBron Melo Wade Barnes versus Kat Porzingis, Booker, and D'Lo.
All three.
There's a lot of young talent on that.
All three.
Can 03 really keep up?
LeBron has a better season.
Yeah, Melo is kind of old right now, and Barnes has blood clots. So now they're not.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 03. Will Bosh show up to the game?
What now?
Will Bosh return?
Next round we got 2004, Dwight Howard, Big Al, Luol Deng, and Iguodala versus Anthony Davis. 2012 which is Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Dame, and Draymond.
2012.
Like Bradley Beal's holding him back, but I'm gonna go with 2012.
What? Draymond, Bradley, okay. The best shooting guard in the league, I guess. But okay, 2012.
League don't exist for that.
I mean, if you took free throws out the game, Bradley Beal would be the leading shooting guard in terms of
scoring. We hear you, yes. But in the East, that goes back to the moon. Go ahead.
Yikes, imagine. Okay. We'll go the next round. We got 2001 versus 2006. Paul Gasol, Tony Parker, Jason Richardson, and Gilbert Arenas versus LaMarcus, Rondo, Lowry, and Paul Millsap. Now, it might look lopsided because Gilbert's on one side, but I want you to be fair and consider all the players and not just Gilbert.
Gilbert also a second rounder that made this list.
Yeah.
You can't be fair. Who else on Gilbert team again?
Paul Gasol, Tony Parker, Jason Richardson. And then it's LaMarcus, Rondo, Lowry, and Paul Millsap.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Rondo in them.
Yeah, I think I got to go Rondo.
Sorry, Gilbert, you fumbled the bag.
it was Jason Richardson's fault, Gilbert.
Yeah, it was Jason. He only dunked.
All right, final four. 2009-2003, 2012, and 2006. On the top of the bracket, we've got Blake Griffin, James Harden, Stephen Curry, and DeMar DeRozan versus LeBron, Carmelo,
Wade,
and Chris Bosh.
03.
Hold on, real quick.
DeRozan is bringing them back. He's holding them back, man.
Wait. DeRozan can check LeBron. Don't do that.
Yikes.
That is a hot take.
Well, I mean, who's really checking Curry?
But it's not. They're not playing each other.
I know.
If we're playing each other, who's checking LeBron? Okay, thank you.
Well, y'all just take charges.
Oh wow!
If they were playing each other, who would Melo guard?
Anybody? Who would Steph Curry guard?
He doesn't have to guard. That is true.
James, you know James Harden can only guard center, so he'd have to play like Chris Bosh.
James Harden? Exactly.
I'm gonna go with. Man.
I like 03 here.
I'm gonna go 03. Gosh, man, I wanted to say 09 so bad.
Okay. All right. 2012. We've got Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Brad.
Oh wow! Not Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Well, we had to replace Draymond with somebody because he was selling the team.
Okay.
It was Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Dame, and Draymond versus LaMarcus Aldridge, Rondo, Lowry, and Paul Millsap.
2012. It's not close.
Whoa. Hold on. LaMarcus, multiple time All-Star. Rondo's got a ship. Lowry's got a ship. Paul Millsap,
Lowry's a tub.
All-Star.
Yeah, he's a tub with a ship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got a ship now. Yeah.
Well, Anthony Davis would have a ship, you know.
Draymond is the only one with any ships on the top line. So.
Okay.
They're playing 2012, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with
2012 is what I'm.
Wait, who's it versus? 2012 versus.
2012 versus 2006.
I'm gonna go 06.
Oh.
Hot take.
I guess that's a hot take.
Steaming hot take.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go with 2012.
Yes, sir. I love it.
Guess we just not really understanding Rondo's work.
I was thinking, but then like, am I taking Paul Millsap or Draymond? And Draymond's got three ships and he's got defense. I don't know.
Paul Millsap got defense too, though.
And not too good degree of Draymond, though. Yeah, and Lowry. I just don't like Lowry.
Favorite test of.
Yeah. I gotta send Beal through. Gotta send Beal through for DC. Yes,
for DC. Okay. DC.
All right. The finals or the championship, 2003 versus 2012. LeBron, Melo, Wade, Bosh versus AD, Beal, Dame, and Draymond.
I'm going 03.
I'm going 2012. On. Keep saying 03 too fast. 2012, man.
I like 03.
Yeah, I just had 06 beating them, so let me go with whoever I had. I'm going to go 03.
03. Four Hall of Famers right there, man.
Oh, I don't know about
I guess y'all going to be boring and pick LeBron. I would have put Beal through. I guess I'm being responsible sports analyst instead of just saying wild takes.
Oh, wow. The hot takes,
yeah,
bro?
Hot takes. Here's another hot take of the day. I believe that Melo is the second best player of all time.
Oh, on that note, thank you guys for watching your Highland podcast.
there it is now, fourth.
thank you guys. Like, subscribe, all that, man. You know the vibes.
Yep. Who's next?